Glory means, when we refer to God, God's glory, it means his infinite worth and beauty.
荣耀这个意思，荣耀神的意思呢，是神有无限的美好和他的光明。
When we sing that we are to glorify God as the verb, or to give glory to God, we mean to recognize that beauty and to give him praise for that beauty. That's what we mean.
我们唱歌的时候，我们歌颂神，我们是荣耀神，我们是将荣耀归给神。
Let's remember that every time we say, give glory to God, recognize his infinite beauty, and give him praise for his infinite beauty.
所以记住，每一次我们唱歌的时候，我们是荣耀神，我们是将这个荣耀是归给神的。
And in Christmas, we see the glory of God, the infinite beauty and worth of God, in how he fulfilled his promise to his people through Jesus.
圣诞节的时候，我们归荣耀给神，是他是对子民的应许。
Every year for Christmas, whether you have... Actually, how many of you have family rituals for Christmas? Every year, same rituals. Raise your hand. Family rituals.
请问你们哪位是有家庭的传统庆祝
圣诞的？ You just raise your hand. Yeah, raise it up high. Family rituals. You do the same thing. Family, you know, like you have that Christmas tree. You got your family coming over. Raise your hand, please.
每一年你们有家庭的庆祝啊， yeah. 有圣诞树啊。
About a quarter of you aren't paying attention. I can see you wave. Okay. All right. The other half maybe not. Right. Okay. All right. Well, whether your family considers it a special day or whether you consider it an ordinary day, it is a big deal in our society for sure.
无论你和你的家人觉得圣诞节是一个很大的节日，或者你根本不觉得有什么特别，无可否认在我们的社会呢。圣诞是一个很重要的日子。
Christmas is more than Santa Claus. It is more than Christmas trees or Christmas lights. More than even gifts.
圣诞节不单止有圣诞老人、圣诞柱、圣诞礼物，不单止这样的。
Christmas is more than just a reason during the year to get together with relatives for dinner.
亦都唔单止话一年一次同屋企人啊朋友一齐相聚食饭。
I mean, you sense this when you go to certain restaurants that still play traditional Christmas songs that we sing at church.
你去到餐厅嗰度，你听到有啲传统嘅圣诞歌咧，我哋喺教会都会唱嘅。
Like, I'm not talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about right, like about Jesus born in a manger, the traditional Christmas songs.
我所指嘅传统嘅圣诞歌系关于耶稣喺马槽降生。
You see it when you're driving around houses, and some houses still have the manger scene.You know what I'm talking about? The wise men, the baby, right? You know, maybe some animals. I'm not sure if animals were there, actually, in the Bible. But you see that scene, and you get a reminder. It's more than about gifts and Santa.
又或者你揸车经过有啲人个门口布置咗有啲圣诞嘅装饰咧，系有马槽啦，有有啲动物啊，或者未必有动物嘅，但系佢哋系有呢个圣诞嘅装饰。
For Christians, Christmas has the word Christ in it.
对于基督徒来讲，圣诞节其中一个字呢就是基督。
And of course, in Christmas, I mean, yeah, exactly. So in Chinese, you don't get the same association, right? It's like in Chinese, 圣诞节基督没个字 right? You don't get the same association in Chinese. But in English, Christmas has the word Christ, and we know that Christmas is ultimately about Christ.
圣诞节呢是跟基督有关的。
The word Christ means anointed one.
基督这个字呢就即是受膏者这样。
To anoint with oil.
是用油膏
的。It is a practice in the ancient world to select someone special for a task.
这个在古时的时候呢是拣选一个特别的人呢是将他是膏的。
When we acknowledge Jesus to be the Christ as a title by the way, not a last name, right? It's not, Jesus' last name is not Christ, right?
当我们讲到耶稣基督的时候呢，基督呢是他的头衔，不是他的姓啊。
Like, it's not like, because Jesus has a brother named, coincidentally, James. James's name is not James Christ. You know what I mean? Like, it's not his last name, it's his title.
耶稣的弟弟呢，他不会姓基督的，不会说雅各基督。
Okay, it's a title, right. So when we say that Jesus is the Christ, the one who has been anointed by God, we mean that he has been chosen by God for a special task.
耶稣咧，佢系受神所稿立，神咧系将一个特别嘅任务系差派俾佢。
And that special task accomplished on Christmas Day around 2,000 years ago is ultimately about Jesus, who is the Christ, who became human to live without sin.
在大約2000年前呢，神將這個特別的任務差派給主耶穌基督，他來到這個世界那裡。
And he lived without sin.
他是沒有罪的，完美的。
And as the one who lived without sin, unlike every one of us in this room, he ultimately paid the punishment of our sin by dying in humanity's place.
世人有罪，但是主耶穌基督是沒有罪的，他是為了我們的罪而死在十字架上。
He died as a man, as a human, yet he was fully God.
他是以人的身份死在十字架上，但是他是一个圣洁的神。
He died, but 3 days later he was risen from the dead, miraculously.
他死了之后，三日之后，他神迹这样复活。
And in his rising, in his resurrection, we see that Jesus gives the hope of eternal life.
他的复活，耶稣将这个永生的盼望赐给我们。
Eternal life is to live forever, but to live forever happy. And to live forever happy with God.
永生的意思呢，就是以后永永远远很快乐地跟上帝一起生活。
And Jesus' death and resurrection gives the humanity the possibility and the hope for us to have a restored relationship with God.
耶稣的受死以他后来的复活呢，是将这个永生的盼望同埋以神和好这个盼望是赐给人类。
Christmas is ultimately about God keeping his promise to his people through the Christ, Jesus.
圣诞节是上帝对他子民的应许。
This is because God had already promised in his word about this chosen Savior hundreds of years ago.
因为神一早他在他的话语里面已经说了，他将会拣选一个受膏者来到这个世界。
Jesus came at around 0 AD, year zero.
耶稣来我们的世界的时候是零开始的。
Hundreds of years before the year zero, before it used to be before, I'm not sure what it is in the Chinese, before Christ. Now they try to secularize it, but before Christ is very powerful, isn't it? That Jesus determines the Western calendar.Before Christ, now it's the before the common era, but before Christ, hundreds of years ago, there were already prophecies about this Jesus.
在耶稣出生之前，百几年前呢，先知已经是有预言说耶稣将会来到这个世界。
There were prophecies about how this Jesus would be born miraculously of a virgin.
耶稣将会以神迹在由一个童贞女的身体那里诞生。
There were prophecies that this Jesus would be born in a particular place.
耶稣他将会在一个独特的地方出生。
There are prophecies about how this Jesus would not just rule over his people as a warrior, but he would suffer in their place.
预言亦都讲到耶稣他的诞生呢，他将来呢，他是为着人的罪去受苦的。
And there are prophecies that this Jesus would rise again and rule his people with truth and grace.
而耶稣他将来他复活的时候呢，他是将救恩是赐给我们。
When Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, it was the beginning of the fulfilling of God's promise.
2,000 年前耶稣出生的时候，就是上帝对他子民的应许的开始。
God is the ultimate promise keeper.
上帝他就是这个赐我们应许的神。
He says what he will do, and everything he says, he does. He's the ultimate promise keeper.
他讲过的一定算数，他的应许已经实现了。
And God said he will send a savior, and in Jesus, he sends a savior.
他讲过会将救主派来这个世界，他就将耶稣基督派来。
Now, this promise at Christmas Day was fulfilled 2,000 years ago. It was meant for God's people.
这个2,000年前已经实现的应许呢，其实是给神的子民的。
And who were God's people up until the year 0 AD?
咁當時究竟咩人係神嘅子民呢
？It was Israel，
以色列人啊。
Israel, the Jews，
就係以色列入邊嘅猶太人。
Raise your hand if you're a Jew。
假如你係猶太人嘅，唔該你舉手。
No one, right? None of us, right? Many of us come from Asian backgrounds. You know, whether even whether it's European or Hispanic, Chinese background, we're not Jews.
我哋在大部分咧都係由亞洲嗰邊嚟嘅。咁無論你係歐洲人啊，其他嘅民族咧，你都唔係猶太人。
The Bible calls us Gentile. We are Gentile. We are not Jews. We're not part of God's people. As Chinese people, if you're Chinese, we're not part of God's people before.
非犹太人呢，圣经呢，就称之为外邦人。
That means that historically, we as Gentiles were outside of God's covenantal people.
历史上来讲呢，我们是外邦人，咁即是说我们不是神所拣选的子民。
Now, we shouldn't take that for granted, because some of you, I want to ask, how many of you are the first generation Christian? Raise your hand. First generation.
哪位是,
meaning your parents are not believers. You are a believer. Okay, put your hand down.That's me as well, okay, and then my mom later came to know the Lord. But anyway, but raise your hand if you're the second generation believer. Okay, raise your hand if you're the third generation, your grandparents are believers. Raise your hand if you're the fourth generation of believers. Fourth, okay. No. He's like, no, he's not actually the fourth. Raise your hand if you're the fifth generation of believers. Fifth generation. Yeah, you know what? Do you know why?
你知唔知點解啊?
Do you know why? It's because for the large part of Chinese history, the Chinese church, generally speaking, is about 150 years old. Think about it.
我哋中國人咧，我哋信主，我哋認識上帝咧，大約得150。
Just think about it. Think about Hudson Taylor went to China in the 1860s. Think about it. 150 years old, Chinese Protestant church.For Chinese believers. That's why none of you went beyond five generations. Right? Generally speaking, right? That's why. Which means that to speak closer to, since we're a Chinese church, the Chinese background, it means that we Chinese did not, for thousands of years, did not know the true God.
即是说我们中国人呢几千年来呢根本不认识上帝。
We had idol worship.
我们拜偶像啦。
We had pagan worship.
拜好多唔同嘅宗教嘅偶像啦。
We had ancestral worship.
拜祖先啦。
We had Confucian philosophy.
我们有孔子嘅哲学。
Which, by the way, Confucian philosophy did a lot of good for China, by the way. I want to say, he did really good for China, by the way.
想提一提嘅呢，就是孔子嘅哲学呢，是我们中国人嘅道德嘅根基。
We had Taoism.
我们有道教啦。
We had Buddhism, which actually came from India.
印度傳來的佛教啦。
So it's kind of, anyway, I won't make a comment. And then later, Islam.
伊斯蘭的教啦。
And for a while, we had, at some point in our history, recent history, enforced atheism.
我們的近代的歷史呢也是有被執行的。
Like during the Cultural Revolution, enforced atheism.
在文革的時候呢是強制的無神論。
Now, if you are here and you come from a Chinese background and you think,I can't believe in Christianity. It's the Western religion.
假如你話我唔可以信基督教嘅，因為呢啲係西人嘅教嚟嘅。
My response to you is Christianity is a foreign religion to Chinese.
我想話俾大家聽嘅咧，係呢個係外國嘅宗教。
But it's not Western.
但係唔係西方喎。
It's Middle Eastern.
呢個係中東嘅。
It's the religion of the Jews.
呢個係猶太人嘅。
It's the religion of the Jews. And the good news on Christmas Day is that.God's promise to his people in Jesus, the anointed one, was extended to every nation, ethnic group, language group. That's the good news.
透過好消息就是上帝應許給他子民的呢是透過耶穌基督。
And if you're here today and you are not a Christian and you have no family background in Christianity and you think, I can't believe in Christianity, that's not my ancestors' religion, I invite you and I say, God wants to show grace to you today. He wants to show grace to you and your family, just as he did me by winning me over and everyone else in this room, God wants to show grace to you. God is speaking to you.
假如你来到你说我未曾信主我家亦都是没有人信主应该不关我事但是其实不是的。上帝的恩典呢就是你来到他每一个人他都是想是欢迎你。
And for those of you here that are new to church, and we welcome you by the way, and you are a younger generation like myself, you were born here, you grew up here, you know, I want to add a couple of more comments.
对那些新来宾来新来我们教会我想跟你们说好像我这样我是很小在这里生活。
There is something to be said about the freedom and the prosperity that we have in Canada.
我们在加拿大所享有的自由我们的丰盛的生活其实是很值得我们去关注。
Things like freedom of speech.
例如言论上的自由。
If you're a young person, how many of you posted something super offensive and you're not arrested? Don't have to raise your hand. Just look at me and start blinking like this. You know, I won't embarrass you. How many of you posted something super offensive? You insulted someone online anonymously, but you got away with it.
在有
沒有人? Just look at me and just start blinking like this. Blink, 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 blink. Yeah, many of you. You know why? Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech in Canada. Freedom of speech.
你哋有冇人试过喺社交媒体嗰度讲一啲系好出位嘅说话？啊，你唔使举手嘅吓。咁啊，但系冇事嘅。呢个就系言论上嘅自由。
Why in Canada? Why in the European countries? Why in the United States? Why? Why? Why do we have that? These freedoms in those countries, which, by the way, were founded on Christianity. Why? Look, think about the connection.
點解我哋會享有呢個自由咧？喺加拿大、喺歐洲有咧？你諗下，係因為我哋係以基督教立國。
A non-Christian, well-known Canadian philosopher/psychologist Jordan Peterson argues for this very case. If you're a young person, you love YouTubing, YouTube Jordan Peterson, Judeo-Christian background and Western countries, and you will see him make, and he's not a Christian, by the way, but he makes this convincing case that the reason for our freedom and prosperity, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedoms here, is because of the foundation of Judeo-Christianity.
有一位不是基督徒的人士，他叫做 Jordan Peterson， 他曾经说过，我们在这里所享有的种种言论上、思想上的自由，是因为基督教开始的。
If you are a young person, I commend that to you. Just think about it. What is happening to you right now? You live in the very country in which Christianity has touched and blessed by God.
我希望作為年輕人的你，你是可以享受這個自由之餘，亦都是明白到這個是神給你的恩典。
Now, my last point is on how Christmas is also a time to remind us of how Christianity has impacted the world.
聖誕節亦都係讓我哋去深思基督教點樣影響呢個世界。
I don't just mean Christianity as an organized religion.
我意思唔係單止係呢個基督教呢個宗教團體。
I mean Christianity as the message of the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection.
我講嘅係耶穌基督他为我们受死复活这个宗教这个意义。
I mean Christianity not as the organized religion, but the actual transformed people whose lives have been transformed because of the message about Jesus. That's what I mean by Christianity.
我讲的基督教是这个宗教怎样去影响，去令到人得到重生。
Now I admit,the history of Christianity, or those that have claimed the name of Christian, there have been a lot of terrible things done in the name of Christianity in history.
在歷史裏面，我們知道有一些以基督教的名義做一些不好的事。
And perhaps even in your own life, if you are new to the church, you know maybe sadly some friends or relatives who are Christian, and they are kind of terrible people.
又或者在你認識的所謂基督徒的朋友或者親人之中呢，他們做了一些不好的事。
And for that, I want to say I'm sorry, and I want to say that that's not real Christianity.
我想告訴你，那些不是真正的基督教，我想是跟你說聲對不起。
But where there are people that genuinely respond and humbly respond to the message of Christianity and their lives are transformed,That's real Christianity.
真正的基督教是那些基督徒，他是以謙卑的心是向神去回應，那個就是真正的基督信仰。
Christmas is a reminder that God's promise to his people, not only the Jews, but also the Gentiles, including us Chinese, fulfilled in his son Jesus, has an effect on people in the transformation of their lives. And God says,People's lives are transformed because of His Spirit.
聖誕節唔單止係提醒我哋，唔單止係神對佢嘅揀選嘅子民嘅應許，亦都係俾我哋其他信佢嘅人，我哋係嘅生命係得到轉化，得到更新。
The Bible tells us that where you see real transformation in people's lives because of their faith in the gospel, that's because of the Holy Spirit at work in that person's life.
聖經告訴我們，當你接受了福音，你的生命得到更新轉化，這個就是真正的信仰。
Again, if you are new to our church, I don't know what prompted you to say yes to your friend or your relative's invitation to come to church this morning, but I want to say that wherever you come from, whatever background you come from, whatever baggage you bring, God is here to meet with you today. He's here to meet with you.
假如你今天是第一次来到我们教会，无论什么原因令到你接受这个邀请，无论你是哪里来，或者你是带着什么伤痛、什么烦恼，我想告诉你，上帝是与你同在。
And God is here to heal you. God is here to forgive you. God is here to change you.
上帝是在帮助你、医治你，祂也是改变你。
Speaking for myself, I come from a lot of brokenness, every one of us does to a various degree, and without God's Spirit intervening in my life, when I was a little boy of age 11 or 9, Serena and I can't even, I always get mixed up, and my wife has to remind me, but 9 or 11, without that intervention, without the Holy Spirit regularly reminding me of God's love, I would be a bad person today.
講翻我自己，我其實我本身大約係十歲、十一歲嘅時候咧，我經歷咗好多唔開心嘅嘢，亦都做錯好多嘢。假如唔係上帝介入將我改變，我今日可能係一個壞嘅人。
And I don't just mean, because I mean technically speaking, all of us are sinners. I don't mean that. I meant like of the sinners, I would be especially bad. Is what I mean, right? Because all of us are sinners, right? Okay.
其實我哋每一個人都係罪人。
And if you have come here this morning to church for whatever reason, and you come with regrets in your life, you come with guilt in your life, I want to tell you the good news is that God is here to forgive you and change you. You've come to the right place. You're messed up, so am I. So is every one of us. God is here to meet with you and change you and transform you. God is a good God.
假如你今天来到教会，你是带着很多伤痛、很多烦恼、很多令你后悔的事，不要紧，我想告诉你，上帝是在这里改变你，将你的生命是更新。
And more than that, you know, every week, now I want to speak to the church family, brothers and sisters now.
我想跟我们的教会的弟兄姊妹说，
you know, every week when we gather in fellowship,
每一个礼拜我们回来参加崇拜我们的聚会。
You know, as recent as last Friday, during our Pi Christmas Fellowship, when we gathered for potluck.
最近的就是上个星期五我们回来有一个potluck的聚会。
I was reflecting on the next day, just the sweet fellowship that we have.
第二天我是会反思当日那个团契聚会。
Just some of you, I mean, you know, most of you know, we just, my wife and I had a child. She's almost 2 months, right? Zoe's just 2 months old. And some of you just come up and you're like, can I hold her? I'm like, please hold her. I need my hands free, finally, today. You know, hold her, you know? And I trust you and, you know, and you love holding her. Like, this sweet fellowship that we have, it's amazing.
大部分人都知道我有太太，我亦都有个女人出咗世冇几耐。咁当我翻嚟带埋佢哋翻嚟嘅时候咧，有啲弟兄姊妹啊，等我抱佢得唔得啊？我好开心。
On the other hand, there are parts of our community where we know we can get better.
但系我亦都明白，我哋嘅社区系可以做得更加好。
And that saddens us, but because of our fellowship in Christ.I hope many of us, most of us, we say we want to get better.
我希望我哋藉着因为我哋系主内嘅肢体，我哋可以将我哋嘅社区做得更加好。
We want to see those who are lonely in our community, a brother and sister in Christ. I want to be their friend. I want to build our friendship. We want to get better. Why? It's because we have fellowship in Christ. We are included in God's covenantal family together. The sweet fellowship that we have.
我希望我哋对我哋嘅邻舍咧系伸出友谊嘅手，同佢哋做朋友，因为我哋都系主内入边嘅肢体弟兄姊妹。
Just think about it. If it weren't for brothers and sisters, if it weren't for Jesus, you and I would not have a relationship. We would not. Just think about how different we are. We would not be spending time together. Just think about it.
请大家细细谂下，假如唔系因为耶稣基督咧，我哋唔会一齐坐喺度，我哋唔会成为弟兄姊妹。
And if you're new to our church.And you sense God touching your heart. And you respond to God. God says you need to respond in repentance.
假如你是新来到我们教会，你的心受到感动，你想回应。
And the way to respond is in repentance.
你回应呢，就是以悔改去回应。
Repentance means to admit that my life is broken, I have made wrong choices, and I need someone to help me, to save me.
悔改的意思就是承认你行的路是错误的，你做错事，我需要有人帮我。
Repentance means to say to the God of the universe that I have wronged him, I have sinned against him, and I need forgiveness.
悔过的意思是对上帝承认你所做错的事，你得罪了神，你是需要他的宽恕。
But repentance also means that you acknowledge that God loves you because he sent his son Jesus, the Savior, to die for you.
这个回应也是你跟神说，你知道他是多么爱你，他差派他的儿子为你死在十字架上。
Repentance means that you acknowledge that Jesus rose from the dead and he's able and willing to change your life by his spirit.
这个悔过的意思也是说，你承认耶稣基督是为你而复活，他是赐生命给你。
And the Bible tells us that if any of us choose to repent in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins and be baptized in water as a symbolism of your commitment, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
圣经告诉我们，当我们悔过的时候，我们跟着会做的呢，就是接受水礼，以耶稣基督的名受洗。
And you'll be included into God's covenantal people, into his family.
你就会成为神的子民。
And perhaps, if God leads you to come to know him here, through our church community, you might get, if you choose to, you might get included into our family, into our fellowship, into this sweet fellowship right here.
你来到我们的教会，你是遇到神，你是接受了神的邀请，那你都会成为我们的弟兄姊妹。
And so I want to give us a few moments of prayer, in reflection, as the choir prepares to come up and present a song, and as we prepare to take communion, I want to give us a few moments of silence of prayer.
接下来的时间，我是想请大家是静静默祷，然后我会邀请诗班是上来为我们献诗。
For those of you who already know Jesus, this might be a time for you to come back to God. There have been things that have been distracting you. There have been things that have put other things more than God in your life. You need to come back to God. You feel that invitation. You should pray.
假如那些已经信了耶稣的，我希望你藉着这个祷告是跟神查过悔改，告诉他你是受很多其他东西的干扰，但是你今天是全心全意来到他面前。
If you're a guest at our church and you feel God talking to you, you can talk to him back in your heart and you say to God, God, I'm sorry for my sins. I recognize you forgive me through Jesus. I want you to change my life today. You can pray as well.
假如你是我们的来宾，你未曾信主，你也可以祷告，你在心里面你 跟神说，你是知道你自己所犯的罪，你愿意悔改，你愿意接受神的帮助。
And those of you who are brothers and sisters, and this is probably most of us who are walking with Jesus, I invite you to reflect on the glory of Christmas, to worship God and remember these things and praise God in your heart as we prepare to enter into communion.
而我们大部分的弟兄姊妹，他们是与神同行的，我邀请你们在心里面一路是祷告，是歌颂神，是将这个荣耀献给神。
Please take a few moments. And the choir will present a song.
请大家低头默祷。